Electorate in the Jama North constituency exercised their franchise yesterday due to a misunderstanding over transfer list. We have on the line our Bunahafo regional correspondent John Sam Arthur to brief us on how collation has gone so far. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, you may want to tell us how the collation process has been.
Yes, the collation process has ended for some time now, and currently, as I speak, I'm at the regional office of the Electoral Commission in Sunyani, and I have with me the results of the Jama North voting. So, if with your permission, I could go through it.
Go ahead.
Sure. For the presidential, CPP 78, NDP 19, NDC 13,103, NDC 13,103, PPP 412, PPP 412, NPP 14,098. NPP 14,098, and then PNC 42, and then PNC 42, and then independent candidate 25, independent candidate 25. And then for the parliamentary, PPP 327, NDC 13,216, NPP 14,715. CPP 95, and then there were 418 rejected ballots. So basically, that's a cursory look at the results of the elections in Jama North.
Was there any disturbance during the process?
Yes, there were some little pockets of disturbances because some NDC supporters did not take kindly to the results. And had it not been for the presence, the heavy security presence, they would have, loved to, vandalize certain properties around and all that. But thanks to the presence of the, security, they were able to quell any trouble. And then earlier on, the Minister for Local Government, Alhaji Collins Dauda, had to intervene, talk to some of the NDC youth to just allow the coalition exercise to go ahead, because that constituency is used to be an NDC stronghold until 2012, when, as a result of a protest vote, the NPP won it for the first time. So a lot of the NDC supporters were expecting the seat to go back to the NDC, but surprisingly, both the presidential race and then the parliamentary race were won by the NPP, and they did not go down well with some of the NDC supporters. But for, like I said earlier, for the heavy security presence, they would have loved to cause some trouble. So in the end, it ended peacefully, and as I speak, back in Sunyani, and we've not heard of any trouble in Sampa since then.
Very much, John Samata. That was our Bunahafo regional correspondent.